some tips this morning on how to create an elegant Mother's Day brunch. Start by getting a famous television chef to share his favorite omelet recipe.
You're going to make a delicious, creamy, tender, French-style omelet.
That is Jack Bishop of the PBS show America's Test Kitchen.
So a French omelet is rolled. The classic diner style is folded in half, has a ton of things in it. Vegetables, meats, cheeses. French omelet is very elegant, very little filling, and it's not browned.
Jack walked me through the joy of French omelets from his kitchen in Boston. He looked into my kitchen in Washington, D.C. over Zoom, and he made sure I had everything I needed to ensure omelet perfection.
We're going to talk about the pan. Can I see your skillet?
We've run into our first problem, Jack. An 8-inch skillet seemed like a thing I had, but in fact, I'm going to show you what I do have. Mine is not in... Oh, wait. Okay. Jack, is either one of these 8 inches?
No, but it's going to be okay. The issue there is going to be that cast iron skillet has straight sides as opposed to these flared sides. And so when it comes time to get the omelet out, I'm a little worried about how that's going to go with your cast iron skillet because of the straight sides. We're going to do a little praying that you're going to be able to get that omelet out of the pan.
This is what's known as a cliffhanger. Will the omelet come out of the pan? Will our Mother's Day brunch be a feast or a fiasco? Stay tuned for the thrilling conclusion. Okay, now on with our recipe.
We're going to start with butter.
Here we go, my favorite ingredient of them all.
We're going to cut up 1 tablespoon of butter into teeny cubes, and we're going to put them in the freezer. And the science here is that a lot of omelets add either cream or they add half and half in order to promote creaminess. Butter does an even better job because it can be frozen quickly, and so it melts really evenly, coating the egg proteins in a way that keeps it tender.
Next, we took 2 whole eggs plus 1 egg yolk, and we beat them with a fork 80 times because the people at America's Test Kitchen have actually counted the number of times you should beat eggs to get them perfectly blended. While we were doing that, I asked Jack a question that has been at the front of my mind. Jack, I often do not put my eggs in the refrigerator. I like to make homemade pasta, and they need to be at room temperature to do that. So normally when I get back from the grocery store, I just put my eggs out on the counter. Is that okay, or should I be putting them in the fridge?
If you live in the United States, eggs should go into the refrigerator. If you walk into a kitchen in most homes in Europe, the eggs are sitting out on the counter for days or for weeks.
Yes.
Eggs in the United States are washed during the processing. And there is a protective coating on the egg that gets washed off. And therefore, they are much more porous. They don't do that in Europe. And so bacteria are more likely to occur in the United States if you leave the eggs on the counter because the eggs no longer have their protective coating.
We gently cook the eggs in butter with Gruyere cheese and chives, and then came the moment of truth. Would I be able to get the eggs out of the pan and roll them into an elegant French omelet?
Now, this is where we're doing a prayer, hoping that yours comes out.
Okay, I'm going to grab my plate, grab a towel.
So the technique here is I've got a plate, I've got a paper towel, and I'm going to slide the omelet out so that it's mostly on the paper towel with about 1 inch hanging directly onto the plate. And then I'm going to use the paper towel to help roll it up.
Okay, let's see. All right, most of the omelet, Noelle, goes on the towel. All right, just gonna, I'm so glad you're not here to witness what is happening.
Remember, we're on Zoom, so I can actually see what you're doing.
Oh God, you can see it. You can see the mess. Okay, well, no, we're not gonna call it a mess. We're gonna call it a test run. So yes, here is what my test run looks like.
Oh no, you're okay.
Okay.
So let's see what happens when you do your rolling.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. Roll 'em. Okay.
Yeah, keep rolling until the seam is at the bottom, right?
Jack! I sort of did it! I have a tiny, I'll show you the bad part first. A tiny little bit hanging off the edge. Don't know where that happened. But look at the rest.
I'm going to give that an A minus. How does that sound?
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Have you tasted it?
Hang on. Let me grab a fork. Okay. Hello, buddy. Dang, Jack, that is good.
You know, you think about diner omelets, it's mostly about the goodies inside the eggs.
Yes.
And the eggs and the butter are in the forefront here.
Well, you said elegant earlier, and I thought you meant presentation, but it is a very elegant taste. My mom is going to absolutely love this. She will. It will look prettier when she comes, but she's going to love this. It tastes great.
I love making a super tender, super creamy French-style omelet as a nice way to say, Mom, happy Mother's Day. I love you.
Jack, thank you for this. Thank you to all of the moms out there, including mine. Bless you. This was wonderful.
Thanks, Noelle. And it's great to hang out and cook with you.
Jack Bishop is one of the hosts of America's Test Kitchen. Wishing all the moms an elegant Mother's Day.